Siva Shalom, page Reish Chav Aleph. Are we at the top of the page?
I was somewhere else.
So here, the Nesiva Shalom, in this chapter, is talking about the two types of tshuva that we find in the Zohar HaKadosh. One is called tshuva tatoa, and one is called tshuva iloa, which is literally the lower tshuva and the upper tshuva. And he had brought the famous Zohar that says that even though tshuva works for every aver that's written in the Torah, there is one aver that tshuva doesn't work for. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, and that is wasting seed. And on that, he brings that all as far as say what the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to there is the lower tshuva. But the upper tshuva does work. So now this whole chapter is dedicated to defining the difference between lower tshuva and the upper tshuva.
Tshuva doesn't work for affairs between man and man.
That's because the person needs to appease the other person.
So
yeah.
Not just.
Yeah, would you mind if what's upper tshuva, what's lower tshuva?
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's going to explain that. Okay. So. He had given one definition of lower tshuva and upper tshuva. Lower tshuva, he said, was doing tshuva with a person's natural strengths, and upper tshuva is a person going above and beyond that the person is. Basically, above and beyond the normal tshuva, doing something above and beyond, pushing the envelope, pushing the person, pushing himself to do more than he ordinarily could. So now he's going to bring it closer to home. The righteous, nagdim malshikosav yisayda avayda. Let's first introduce this with what is written with in the Sefer Yisayda Avodah. Al Pasuk, Shemaya Shemati Ephraim Misnoideid Yisartani Ve'oyser Ke'egel Lo'ilumad Hashiveni Ve'ashuva Ke'at Hashem Le'kai. Pesukim in Yirmiyah. Pesukim continue. Ki achre Yeshuva Nechamti Ve'achre Hoidati Sipakti al yorech, voishti v'gam rechlamti, kenasasi cher pasne ura. Still, he's going to explain this pasuk as it goes on. My father is b'zeh aloshin. The Yisrael Avodah explains this pasuk the following way. What's it? My father is b'zeh aloshin. He explains the following way. Shemati Ephraim is no day. Which means I have heard that Ephraim, which is a reference to Bnei Yisrael, Misnoideid is wandering. I've heard that Ephraim is wandering. What does that mean? Ki livoi einoi shoket. It means that the heart of a Jew is not tranquil. Einoi misnachem v'tshuvosai asher asa. And he is not comforted with the tshuva that he has done. I mean, the Jew is not comfortable with the tshuva that he has done. Because of the affliction and the punishment that have come to the Jew. And that is what the pasuk continues. Yisartani. But you have afflicted me, and I have been I have been shackled like a calf that is not yet that has not yet been taught. He understands that he has only done tshuva because he's been afflicted. He's only done tshuva because he's afraid of punishment. He feels like a calf that has been shackled. The reason why he's not doing what's not wrong is because he's shackled. So the Jew is uncomfortable with his tshuva because he feels that he's only doing this tshuva out of fear. And he wants to merit tshuva, to do tshuva out of love. And then the pasuk continues, "Hashivani v'ashuva ki ato Hashem elokai," meaning, bring me back, and I want to do tshuva just because you are Hashem, my God. This is what the Jew says to Hashem. Ki amra betchila achrei shuvi nichamti betshuva shasisi. That because in the beginning, after I did tshuva, I regretted the tshuva that I did, meaning I wasn't comfortable with the tshuva that I did. Aval achrei shesamti dati ki tshuvasi einu me'ahave. Because when I realized that the tshuva wasn't out of love, I had tremendous suffering. And I was very embarrassed that I'm still carrying around the shame of my youth. On that the Navi says, Shemati ma hashivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the Navi says, I heard what Hashem responded to Bnei Yisrael. What Bnei Yisrael is saying to Hashem is, we did tshuva, but we did tshuva because we were afraid of affliction. We did tshuva because we were afraid of punishment. And we're uncomfortable with that. That is what Bnei Yisrael is saying to Hashem. Bnei Yisrael is called Ephraim in this passage. We're uncomfortable with this type of tshuva. What Hashem responds is, "Haben Yaker li Ephraim im yelad shashuim kimidei davri voi zochras kiranoi." Hashem answers, "My precious son Ephraim, this is the child that I always talk about and I always remember him." Meaning, Hashem reciprocates the love that we show him when we express that we would like to do tshuva out of love instead of tshuva out of fear. So now he's going on to take this to help us understand this better. To explain this thought, I want to add the following. This concept of Ephraim is the middle of Yisoid. As we explained over time, Yisoid is the foundation. Yisoid is a reference to Kedusha, to the sanctity of a Jew, which is mainly dependent on the sanctity of one's thoughts, the sanctity of the Bris Kodesh. Shehu Iker Zared Yosef. The reason why Ephraim is called represents Yisoid is because Ephraim is the main descendant of Yosef, Midas HaYisoid, and Yosef was Midas HaYisoid.
That's the main sanctity of a Jew. Did you say that?
Talking about Kedusha.
The Kedusha of a Jew is in the Bris Milah.
Right. Is in the sanctity of the Bris Milah.
Sanctity.
When a person is careful not to have impure thoughts, maintaining the Kedusha of the Bris. Rashi says, "I'm Kedushim to you." the mitzvah that we have to be holy, to be kedushim to you. Says Rashi, kol mokam shatamoitza geder erva atamoitza kedushim. Rashi says, wherever you find a fence in the area of erva, in the areas of forbidden relations, in the areas of promiscuity, that's where you'll find kedusha. That is what defines kedusha. Right, there are other very, very important areas, but when we find the term kedusha, holiness and sanctity depends on the kedusha subject.
Perhaps because it's so difficult. You don't have such a strong right. drive to eat a cheeseburger, for example.
Right. That's true. I mean, the Rambam says specifically that it is the most difficult sign that we have.
That's why it says that once you make Shuba, when he's still a man, still has strength.
Right.
And someone who's past a certain age doesn't have as much taiva.
Yep. So Ephraim is the Midas Hayisoid, represents Midas Hayisoid because he is the main descendant of Yosef. Yosef, as we know, is Midas Hayisoid. That was Yosef's main accomplishment. The Nisayon that he had with Eishes Potiphar, that was, since then he's called Yosef Hatzali, represents Midas Hayisoid. Chumashama Yaakov the Yosef. As Yaakov, where do we find that Ephraim was the main descendant of Yosef? As Yaakov said to Yosef, "Ulam achiv akotan yiglo mimenu," when Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim's head, he said, "The younger son will be greater." Umerumis b'pasuk sipakti al yorech, and this is hinted to in the pasuk that was just mentioned before. Where it says, after I did tshuva, I slapped my thigh. The thigh represents the bris milah. The hainu pigme bris kodesh, meaning after I did tshuva, I still was uncomfortable. Ephraim, as we said before, Ephraim is uncomfortable with his tshuva megira because he felt that the yorech, his thigh, was not yet corrected. And since it is brought in the Zohar Kaddish, as we mentioned before, shall pig me bris kodesh lema yila tshuva tatoa, then I'm compromising one's bris kodesh. The lower tshuva does not work. And what is the lower tshuva? Habal yide yisurim vayinshim. That is the type of tshuva that is brought about through affliction or punishment. That's why Ephraim says, I still am embarrassed and I'm ashamed because I still carry the shame of my youth. This specific compromise of the bris milah is called chatas neurim. It's called the sin of the youth, as Menachem just mentioned before. It is a sin that is definitely more attributed to a person in their youth. On these type of averas, only the upper type of tshuva works. While Cain Mevakish, that is why Ephraim begs, Hashiveni v'ashuva ki ato Hashem alekai. Take me back and I will do tshuva because you are Hashem, my God. Shemadregis tshuva yiloa, the level of tshuva yiloa, the higher tshuva, he tshuva me'ahava, is tshuva out of love. Achatoyim ka'elu. Why is that only tshuva out of love works for these types of others? That is because the basis for this type of avera, the avera of wasting seed, the avera of compromising the bris kodesh, yahava atzvis. The basis for this sin is love for self. is Hatikun Shalom, therefore, the correction for this Avera, Wahabas Hashem, is the love of Hashem, b'madrega ha'gavoy b'yaser, in the highest level possible. She'yev l'Hashem ha'ava g'doy l'ha'azam ha'oid, that a person should love Hashem with a great and very strong love. To the point that the person should be obsessed with the love of Hashem. When a person achieves that type of level, that the person is obsessed with Hashem's love, then their tshuva is whole. So this is the rule. The tshuva meyira, he tshuva taton. Tshuva out of fear, that is the lower type of tshuva. The tshuva me'ahave v'darge al yayna hazois, and tshuva out of love on a higher, on this high level, tshuva yiloa, that is the high, that is the upper tshuva. V'darge comes of a Rambam v'hilchas tshuva, and this is what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, she'yavei l'ashem me'ahave, that a person should serve Hashem out of love. Continues the Rambam, what is the befitting love that a person should, what type of love should the person have to Hashem? The person should love Hashem with a great and strong love, to the point that the person's soul should be bound with the love of Hashem. And he should always be thinking about his love to Hashem, as if someone that would be obsessed with a love. For example, when a person is infatuated with a woman, the person can't take their mind off of that woman. He's always thinking about her. When he's sitting, when he's getting up, when he's eating and drinking. More than this shall be the love of Hashem in the heart of those who love him. They should always be thinking about it. Those are the words of the Rambam. She says we need to understand. Why does the Rambam bring this halacha of what the love of Hashem is supposed to look like? Why does he bring it in Hilchas Tshuva? It seems that this would be more appropriate in the halachas that deal with the foundations of the Torah, the love of Hashem, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem Yirasai. The Rambam talks there about the mitzvah of the love of Hashem and his fear. There would be the more befitting place to write what is the appropriate love. What is it doing in Hilchas Tshuva? So what we see from here is that the Rambam is bringing in a novel idea in the concept of tshuva. The Rambam is teaching us at the end of Hilchas Tshuva what is the upper tshuva. That even atones for those types of sins, that the lower type of tshuva does not work for them. But if you might ask, can are we in the realm of ever achieving this type of level? We should be infatuated with Hashem's love. The answer to this is the general answer that relates to any mitzvah that is dependent on the emotions of the heart. Such as the love of Hashem or the love of other Jews. Where the Rambam says it is a mitzvah upon every person to love every Jew like himself. Vimlam, and if he doesn't, Hari Bitl Mitzvah Zu. If not, if he doesn't, he is nullified a mitzvah. The mitzvah may have to have to come out. Ve'ich masikim da'agi kezois. How can a person achieve this level? Le'im kalechon kigufay, to love every Jew like himself. Okein, a mitzvah, so we have to say that what the mitzvah is, she'yavid adam imatzmel, inyan zatomet, is that the person should continuously work upon himself to achieve that level. That's all Hashem wants from us, to do whatever we can. The person has to work towards loving every Jew like himself. As soon as the person works, starts working upon himself to achieve that level, he's already observing. He's already observing that mitzvah. He's already fulfilling that mitzvah. The same applies in our concept of, as well. If the person is working towards loving Hashem, even though the person has not yet reached that level, if that's where the person is headed to, then the person is already performing. It's considered as if the person is already performing the mitzvah. I told you the story a number of times. The Baba Vidov was in a train station in Bobov. He was going to take the train to Krakow. So he was with a whole group of Hasidim, and a non-Chassid walked over to him and said to him, "Are all of these people your Hasidim?" So he says, "Yeah, Hasidim." So he says, "Really?" The term Chassid in the Gemara refers to someone who conducts themselves beyond the letter of the law. So he said to the Baba Vidov, he said, "All of these people conduct themselves in the Fnei Meshuv Zadin." So at that moment, the train arrived. Bovarov said to him, "What train is this?" So he said, "It's the Krakow train." He said, "What do you mean it's the Krakow train? It's in Bovarov. How can you call it the Krakow train?" He said, "But it's heading to Krakow. So it's the Krakow train." He says, "All these people are heading towards being a chassid, and that's why they're called chassidim." So the Nesivah Shalom says, as long as we're working towards a certain goal, it's considered as if we're performing the mitzvah, right? As if we would be there.
What you said on one Shabbos, you said that the thing that gives Hashem the most pleasure, the most nachas, is the striving. It's not necessarily the end game.
Yep.
The result is, but if we're just constantly in the battle, fighting, working.
The proof to that is that there is no finish line. There is no finish line.
The more you learn, the more you find out, you don't know.
Right. So it can't be that you only perform the mitzvah when you get to the finish line, because it doesn't exist. Yeah. Ivan Neustiff. Another way to understand the Inyan Tshuva Yiloh, this concept of the upper tshuva. Shari Reka HaChatoim, the basis for an Avera, before he said the basis for an Avera is love of self. So this is what he's going to say now is even more basic. Is the basis for an avera of Aydeizah, Sha'adam Niya Mitzius Nefredes Mimkar HaKadosh. A avera can only come about because the person considers himself a separate existence from the source of Kedusha. Meaning the person can only do an avera if they feel separated from Hashem. The person considers himself a yesh, an existence separate of Hashem. Moshe kol chomer hu yesh nifrad. And just like any other, anything physical seems like it is a separate existence. So the person finds himself connected to physicality, so the person considers himself a separate existence as well. As it says in the Pasuk, L'taiva yivakesh nifra, that the person will only, and the way he's explaining the Pasuk is that a person will only have a desire if they feel separated. V'oz gamim loymed toyre v'oistik memitzvus v'masim toyvim metziyusoy einoy mishtan. If the person considers himself as a separate existence from Hashem, so then even if he learns Torah and he does mitzvahs and good deeds, his existence does not change. Everything that he is, his Torah and his mitzvahs, are all separated from Hashem. If as long as he considers himself separate. Meaning, this yesh, this existence, is doing the mitzvahs and serving Hashem. I once spoke by a bar mitzvah. I asked the famous question, why is it that bar mitzvah is called a bar mitzvah, which is a child of a mitzvah. The son of bar mitzvah literally means son of a mitzvah. Whereas someone who does an avera is called a bal avera. Someone who's a bal avera means someone who's the owner of an avera. Why don't we call it a bal mitzvah or a bar avera? So I suggested that the word mitzvah, besides meaning commandment, also comes from the word tzavsa, which is connection. The whole purpose of the mitzvahs, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, the mitzvahs are 613 tactics of connecting to Hashem. That's what the mitzvahs are. That's what the mitzvahs are for, to connect to Hashem. If the person, when doing a mitzvah, feels like a baal, feels like they are the one doing the mitzvah, I am doing the mitzvah, they're missing the point. Right? The whole purpose of the mitzvah is to nullify oneself to Hashem, to become connected to Hashem. If there a person is a baal, then it's not a mitzvah. Mitzvah means connection. You're not, if you're maintaining ownership of the mitzvah, then you're missing, you missed the boat. So it's a bar mitzvah. I'm just a product of a mitzvah. I'm just the hechetivs. I'm just the tool that to bring about this mitzvah into the world. I'm not. It's not my mitzvah, and like I'm doing Hashem a favor by doing this mitzvah. Whereas there is a baal avera, right? Meaning the whole mitzvah, the whole existence of the avera is only because I'm considering myself a separate existence. So the person is a baal avera, the person is actually the owner of the avera, not a bar avera.
So to be proud of your frumitude makes you a baal mitzvah, in effect.
Right, which is a oxymoron.
Yes.
Baal mitzvah is another oxymoron.
That really sort of separates how people see Yiddishkeit in a sense as well. The mitzvahs are things I have to do, as opposed to it's a means of connecting to Hashem. That's really the.
Yeah. So that's what he said. He says, as long as the person considers himself separate, that he's learning Torah, he's doing this, and that it's all about the person, then it's everything that he's doing remains separated. He says, this is the type of service that the righteous ones among the nations of the world, Hasidim Asylum, right? The righteous ones among the nations of the world, even though they might do very nice things. But there is a self-consciousness. They are a separate existence, and that is how their service takes place. Meaning, what is his essence is his needs, his himself, his physical self, and his needs. But he believes in Hashem. And he serves Hashem. I serve Hashem. Since his essence is a separate existence, and he is not forfeiting his physicality or his needs, therefore he does not reign over his pleasures or his physical desires. And such a person that is still invested in themselves and their own existence, cannot free themselves of their physicality or their animalistic soul and everything that comes along with that, which is jealousy, desire, and seeking of honor. That is the basis for any type of sin. Because as long as a person still maintains their own separate existence, such a person is outside of the camp of Kedusha and outside of the camp of Ashros Ashchina v'shaychem l'tchum machne oyev. The person still belongs to the within the boundaries of the camp of the enemy. That person, even when the person does tshuva, still tshuva tato. The person has not yet left that boundary where self consciousness and physicality reign over him. There's a song, a very famous song. Which is, I am a servant of Hashem. I remember when the song came out years ago, 30 years ago, a little bit, 25 years ago. And then my great uncle, the Baba Barov, heard the song. So he said, that's not the way a chassid should sing the song. The way the song is saying, no, I am a servant to Hashem. He said, no, it's not a chassid should sing it. He liked the song. He said, you sing it. I am a servant of Hashem. Instead of I am a servant of Hashem. The emphasis has got to be on servant, not on the I. Thank you.